This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And spry.
As Inauguration Day approaches, what do we know about the 25,000 National Guardsmen and women? That's the FBI thoughts as the FBI is vetting every National Guard member stationed in the nation's capital. The FBI began screening the National Guard troops upon their arrival to D.C. over a week ago. In addition to the review, Guard members are also receiving training to potential insider threats. Two separate migrant caravans of about 5,000 people are moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border, calling on incoming Biden administration to honor their commitment and open up the border. A Biden transition official, however, warned migrants against coming to the United States, saying now is not the time to make the journey. The National Park Service is reporting a San Jose man remained missing on Monday after he was swept out to sea off the Point Bonita Lighthouse Trail near the San Francisco Bay entrance. Known as King Tides, heavy surf will continue for the next couple of days. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More arrests in D.C. as the military zone around the Capitol prepares for Biden's inauguration Wednesday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
At least three people have been arrested at security checkpoints in D.C. in the days leading up to the inauguration. Two separate men from Virginia and a woman from Connecticut. Authorities say 31-year-old Wesley Beeler had an unregistered firearm and hundreds of rounds of ammunition when he was stopped by authorities. He tells WUSA 9.
I'm not a bad person, and it was just an accident that was made because I forgot to take my time to leave for work and take my firearm out of the truck before I left Virginia.
Beeler said he had a security badge for the inauguration from his employer. 22-year-old Guy Berry was arrested for carrying an unlicensed firearm, three high-capacity magazines, and three dozen rounds of ammunition. 63-year-old Linda McGovern said she was part of the presidential cabinet. She was given a psychological evaluation. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
More coronavirus vaccines could be available in the coming weeks. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The nation's top disease expert says the U.S. is just weeks away from possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that data could come within a week or so.
They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. And obviously they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
About 3.2% of the people in the United States have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. About 60.6% of the vaccines distributed have yet to be used. The games before the National Football League Super Bowl will take place Sunday the 24th. After beating the Saints, the Tampa Bay Bucks advance to play the Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. on Fox. In the other game, the Buffalo Bills travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Well, happy Martin Luther King Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And, boy, I'll tell you, we need a day like this. We really do. Because Martin Luther King, though we must remember, was a human. I mean, he never presented himself to be a god or Jesus Christ. I mean, he was definitely anointed by God. You know, he was a mere mortal like the rest of us. And no doubt his insight that he had in healing the races was right on time, as all things that happen on time, according to God's timeline, not man's. And what Martin Luther King, you know, brought to civility and to the conversation of dealing with racial discord and calling out the unjust was timely and powerful. And it was because he was God's man for the hour. And what many people will say, and we're going to talk with his niece, Dr. Alveda King, a little bit later on, and some others, to get their insight and how it's impacted them today. And there is a reason. I mean, I know there was a lot of controversy when, you know, Congress decided to kind of upend the calendar a bit and say, we're going to have a Martin Luther King Day. And there were some people who said, why? Well, today might be a good reason to understand why. Because we need to remember, you know, the history of our country. And the people that have contributed so richly, Martin Luther King Jr. was one of those. I mean, he's often quoted about, you know, the content of one's character, but there were so many quotes because, you know, what some people, I guess, fail to remember is that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. was a pastor. He was a spiritual man. Not to say that he was perfect, because those of us who are of faith and consider ourselves to be spiritual know that there are less than moments that we would rather not talk about or have you know about. And but we take those moments and we repent and go to God and ask for forgiveness. And sometimes when appropriate, when things happen in a public nature, in a public manner, then we have to address our failings in the same venue in which that offense took place, if you understand what I'm saying. But hear the heart of a pastor and one who's enlightened by God, who says darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I mean, that is really powerful. And if you want to just think about that today and bless yourself on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and maybe even think, you know, you might say, wow, Bill, I never really thought about, you know, being blessed on Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I never thought about that. But he gave us a lot of insight, especially when it came to love. And, of course, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking with his niece a little bit later on. And, you know, maybe this will help you kind of seal it and help you understand what, you know, what an impact. And even to this day, how his voice speaks, you know, from the grave. Injustice anywhere, he says, is a threat to justice everywhere. And the time is always right to do what is right. Right? The time is always right to do what is right. You know, prior to the weekend, there was a lot of conversation about our current country's condition. And that those that have seen what was perpetrated on the people, which we have to be delicate, I guess, you know, because there are some media types that it just cannot even begin to consider that people are still questioning the election. And before you tune out, I mean, hear me out here for just a moment. Because I understand some response, look, it's foregone conclusion, that's it, end of story. But, you know, if this was a settled issue, why do we have 25,000 National Guardsmen in D.C. if this was a settled issue? You know, I like what Martin Luther King Jr. had to say about riots, okay? Everything he did was a riot. You know, it was just a disturbance of the peace, of the status quo. So it is a riot, right? He says it's the language of the unheard. What happened, I believe, on January the 6th in the Capitol building was the language of the unheard. And we still don't know exactly what all went on. I mean, the media and those powers to be want us to believe that it was all Trump's people. It was all them. Oh, there might have been a couple Antifa guys there, maybe a couple black, but they were there to observe. They weren't there for any consequence whatsoever. And then, of course, we hear certain things about the Capitol Police and what they did and didn't do. I mean, listen to what this father, who brought his children to the Capitol to see what was going on, to see what, you know, what your civil responsibility is. And he brings his kids to the Capitol. And, of course, you got all this craziness that's going on and people are there. But listen to what he says happened from his perspective.
Capitol Police opened up the gates and let people onto the grounds of the Capitol building. I took it as a sign that it's okay to go up there and walk around the Capitol. I'm here with my son and my two daughters. I wanted them to see what the political action was like, to basically get a taste, their first time in D.C.
Now, what parent would not want to do that? I mean, you know, God bless him. I mean, he want to get there and, you know, give him a little civics education, you know, firsthand. I mean, that's like, you know, going to a ball game, so to speak. Yeah, except, you know, some might say, yeah, but you're not breaking the law. But if you have the law protectors opening the gate for you to come in, what is the implication here? So, but see, we're not talking about that. All they want to talk about is Trump's people, you know, and then, of course, Jake Tapper and CNN in their inimitable form present a case going back over the years, and everything was, you know, from a left-wing bent. That it's always the people on the right. It's the people on the right that have created all this commotion. Of course, nothing is said about the most recent Summer of Love, and I'm not sure you can say that Black Lives Matter or Antifa, the ones that burnt down buildings in Democratic-controlled cities, that they were people on the right. I mean, clearly. But, you know, in the language of Martin Luther King Jr., who said a riot is the language of the unheard, okay, maybe their case too. What are they unheard about? Okay, you know, they say they just want to burn it down. I mean, we hear that, you know, destroy it, burn it all to the ground is what those on the left that were on full display over this past summer that the Democratic Party didn't seem to have any problems with. But enough is enough, and the right responds in that case, I would say, was a mostly peaceful demonstration. You know, that's what CNN should look at. They should look at that and see, this is what we call a mostly peaceful demonstration. No burning buildings, nothing coming down to the ground. Yes, some destruction. And as to who did it, we still have yet to find out. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Could there be a big pothole on the road to the Bush inaugural?
Rumors of a congressional challenge to the election results are picking up steam on the eve of the certification of the Electoral College numbers.
You say it's just a protest, but it does bring attention to the problem of our system when it comes to voting here in the United States.
We've got an electoral system out there that doesn't work. We spend more on prison food in this country than elections.
What they want to do, in part, is to highlight what they call the massive disenfranchisement, as Representative Conyers said in the letter that you just presented, of voters in Ohio.
So many voters were disenfranchised, they said, that the Ohio vote and the result of the presidential election are still in doubt.
The outcome, of course, was not changed, delayed less than 3 hours, though Republican leaders like Congressman Delay and Ohio Republican Chair Bob Bennett treated it as if the Capitol had been pillaged by the Visigoths.
The Democrats knew that it was a pretty ceremonial objection, but regarded it as important.
Why did both sides treat this like political dynamite?
It would have been nice if both sides could get on a more bipartisan footing and look at these problems. I think Senator Boxer made an excellent point today when she said, we've got soldiers abroad dying for democracy, but and we need to fix our own democracy here at home, and that's really what it's about.
Well, that was a flashback, and if you notice there, you got some media pundits that saw absolutely nothing wrong with Democrats objecting to the 2004 election results. As I said, we've got an electoral system out there that just doesn't work. Of course, it's been going on forever. That's the narrative until all that gets changed over, and we absolutely abandon the Constitution. You know, you have to really listen with a critical ear. More than ever. In fact, even McMaster, as I said, in his conversation with Jake Tapper, you know, was calling for, you know, where's the one place that we can go, you know, to really believe that we're getting the facts? I mean, Jake Tapper believes that CNN is fact-based, that they only present the facts. That's it. There's no narratives. There's no opinionating. There's nothing. It's just they're rich with the facts, and they should be the go-to cable channel. Well, you know, by and large, the ratings do not seem to indicate that. Polling does not indicate that. Their reporting doesn't seem to indicate that. And that's one thing that I hear. You know, Bill, what sources do you use? You know, what do you go to? Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that we all have our own prejudices. And the challenge is that prejudice, is it one, I mean, do we know it enough to understand that we are feeding our own narratives and our own perspectives? Or are we open for critical thought? And are we open to an outside viewpoint? Or does our politics today represent, which I believe it does, because it's downstream of the culture, it is the condition of the culture. We're bitterly divided. And the problem is, in all this, and even with McMaster's assessment, he's right in part in calling out and saying we don't have a go-to source for facts. And the reason we don't, because this is all brought to you by the politically correct culture that said the truth is relative. Truth is not relative. Truth is truth. But once you buy into that it's relative, it opens up the discussion to where all things are equal. All things are not equal. One is one. One will never be two. Two will never be one. There's facts. These are truth principles. But in our culture today, for those that are enlightened, because you have to be enlightened, And understand that, you know, the truth is subjective. No, the truth is not. It becomes subjective, which is what we have right now. We begin to see things according to our own eyes. Okay, this isn't new. You know, we're doing this. But if you are a keen observer, if you're even interested as to what's going on, you can take anything that's happening in our institutions today. I thought it was interesting because McMaster said something about the institutions. But the institutions are compromised. I mean, look at it. Look at the fruit. I mean, you don't even have to say anything. Just look at the fruit of these institutions. The FBI, the CIA, IRS, EPA. Tell me something is not right there. Why why aren't these institutions humming along? And, you know, that they are examples. Why they aren't examples of the truth? Why do we question, you know, FBI directors and the people around them? And we just went through 4 incredible years. And what was this all about? What it was all about is that, 63 million people and the Electoral College elected a president that was not approved. You know, the secret society of the deep state, whatever you want to call it, these other nefarious forces that all came together, and they made it clear going into it, there was no way Donald Trump was going to get elected. Well, what did that mean? There was no way. Nancy Pelosi back in September. Joe Biden, I'm telling you, Joe Biden will be inaugurated, the 46th president of the United States. One of the comments over the weekend was the reason that they had so many National Guard there at D.C. was so that Joe Biden might have some people attending his inauguration. I mean, it's really sad when you think about it. I mean, here's the 46th president of the United States. And regardless, you know, I mean, I could tell you, and you probably gathered, I didn't necessarily support Barack Obama because I didn't buy into this fundamental transformation of America that he was calling for. What the heck did that mean? People were applauding. They were jumping out. Oh, this is great. You know, it's great. Fundamental transformation for what? Well, that continues with the Democratic Party because the fundamental transformation of America is the abandonment of we the people. Forget about we the people. We the people's gone. Constitution is gone. But I don't want you to give up. I mean, there was some sentiment expressed over the weekend that the fix is in. The fix is forever in. I just can't believe that. You've heard me say, my father says that I was the most optimist of all his kids. I'm eternally optimistic. And what keeps me optimistic is my belief in God, that good will always win out over evil. And you say, oh, Bill, you know, are you suggesting the Democrats are evil? No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm suggesting that some of the policies and the abandonment of our Constitution and the constitutional principles, that is problematic for me. Because I look back and I think about all the shed blood of Americans, of patriots, over the years, 250 years of our great country's history, people who shed their blood, who sacrificed for the value, even going back even further, because we can go back to the pilgrims and how they came here with an idea, godly idea. God, please, let us have a place where we can worship freely. We don't have to deal with what we've dealt with, the tyranny in Europe. Give us an opportunity. Give us a country. And God honored that promise and that covenant. And I believe he honors it today, although many would question God, and question and maybe appreciate at the same time God's level of mercy and forgiveness for a people that want to say, hey, thanks for the help. We got it from here. We'll take it from here. We can make this work. We don't need help. You don't need your help anymore. And this is really where we are right now. We abandoned truth. We've abandoned God because what it all comes down to, again, you have to have a critical sense. I mean, you want the truth, and you want to know where to go for the truth. Well, you're not going to find it on a TV channel. You're not going to find it from a pundit. You might get a glimpse and a piece here and there. But it's up to us individually to pursue truth no matter where it leads so that we can glue these parts together and know that we know and have the confidence. But I'm telling you, at the foundation of it all, if you eliminate God, heaven help you. And this is where we are right now, because too many people have turned their back on God. And now what we've done, we've exchanged theology for ideology. That's what's going on in America today. Those are the forces. It's the battle that took place going back to the book of Genesis. It's the forever battle that we deal with in this realm, and the battle of good and evil. That's what it is. It may be dressed up in, you know, different outfits, but what it all comes down to is that. So it's what you're going to choose, America, and this is why I have hope, because I believe America will once again choose rightly for the generations to come. Stay with us. We've got
mortgage
more coming
rates up. Are at historic lows, so if you have the mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Inauguration Day approaches, what do we know about the 25,000 National Guardsmen and women? That's the FBI thoughts, as the FBI is vetting every National Guard member stationed in the nation's capital. The FBI began screening the National Guard troops upon their arrival to D.C. over a week ago. In addition to the review, Guard members are also receiving training to detect potential insider threats. Two separate migrant caravans of about 5,000 people are moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border, calling on incoming Biden administration to honor their commitment and open up the border. A Biden transition official, however, warned migrants against coming to the United States, saying now is not the time to make the journey. The National Park Service is reporting a San Jose man remained missing on Monday after he was swept out to sea off the Point Bonita Lighthouse Trail near the San Francisco Bay entrance. Known as King Tides, heavy surf will continue for the next couple of days. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Again, I love this song. I love what Danny Gokey has put out there for us, is that we should never lose hope, that sometimes we're closer than we think we are. You just don't know. Maybe it's another mile to go, maybe another 5 minutes. I had a dear friend in Los Angeles. She's so sweet. She said that she came from a neurotic family. And they were so neurotic that they learned to live life 15 minutes at a time. That's an interesting perspective. But, you know, if you're dealing with stuff like that, it's just like, okay, if I can get through, you know, the next 15 minutes, that'd be great. You know, Rob O'Neill, when he was talking about going through BUDS training as a Navy SEAL, that's what he said. He said, all you try to do is you get to the next, maybe it's the next 15 minutes, maybe it's the next, the next lunch or dinner. You just go and just focus on getting to that next benchmark. And maybe you may find yourself in that particular situation today on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And we're waiting on the evangelist Alveda King and director of civil rights for the unborn for Priests for Life. You got to imagine a day like today. She's the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. And, you know, everybody wants to talk to her. And this is the challenge, is even with schedules and commitments, she will be grabbed in a different direction. There's a TV show that wants a comment from her to talk about her uncle and her perspective of, you know, what would Martin Luther King Jr. say with today's America? You know, the impact of civil rights for all, is that, and how that is an issue today and how it intertwines with our history and really offers hope for today, as I was sharing with you earlier. I mean, there's so much about Martin Luther King Jr. And I know some people would want to, because we live in a cancel culture, would say, oh, well, he's disqualified because, you know, he wasn't free, you know, free from sin. Well, you know, nobody ever said for a moment that Martin Luther King was Jesus Christ. OK, Martin Luther King was a mere mortal like the rest of us. But this is the difference. He responded to the call that God had for his life. And in doing that, his legacy continues. And his legacy is a blessing for us today at this very moment that we find ourselves where we've got 25,000 National Guardsmen, you know, getting ready for an inauguration. I mean, it makes me wonder, I mean, the question that comes to mind here is that who are they scared of? You know, the powers to be. I mean, in a sense, what was executed here upon the people, you know, there's so many that, again, consider this to be the case, that they executed what turned out to be a coup. And this has been the order of the day for 4 years. Okay, I just got a note. I'm calling this message to the studio that Dr. King just sent me a note saying she's ready. So if we can call her again, we'll get her on the air with us. But this is what it comes down to. But if you don't have a critical ear, and if you're so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson said, I love his perspective on this. And we need to capture this, is that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid in this era of enlightenment where we think that we all should be so much more intelligent because of the information that's out there. Well, Dr. Alveda King joins us now. Alveda, I was just sharing with our audience, I know you're being pulled in 500 different directions. Your uncle's day today, a day of hope, a day of peace, a day of memory. And we're grateful that you can come on the show. And, you know, tell us, you know, what encourages you when you think about, it's not only your uncle, but your dad. I mean, your family was so involved in the civil rights movement. So you've got to be so impacted. And today I see it as a day of blessing for all of us.
Today is a day of blessing, Bill. You're right. And Happy New Year to you and your listeners, too. Yeah. This is a day to be encouraged, to learn, and half the nation wanted one thing to happen with the elections, and the other half wanted something altogether different. How do those two halves become whole? For me, that should be the question today. Yes. The best way to become whole is to learn to live together as brothers, and I will add as sisters, or perish together as fools. That's a quote from Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Now, one blood, one race, we've talked about that many times. So we have to actually start listening to each other and actually start praying for each other. And as we do that, we can begin to find some solutions. I'm going to be pro-life. I'm not going to change.
Yes.
But I'm not going to have arguments with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's and another statement your uncle put out that that strikes me so definitively. He says, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Here we are. I mean, this is going to be a direct reflection on our own inner character and how we stand. I mean, the nation that finds itself in this 21st century, 2021, with an inauguration coming up, that, you know, has on full display some 25,000 National Guardsmen. I mean, this is crazy, you know, that we're at this point. So what is it saying? And going back to what you said earlier, and I quoted MLK Jr. as well on this one, which I think is very powerful. A riot is the language of the unheard. going to your point, that we need to listen to one another, right?
We have to listen to each other. This will be an inconvenient time, but it's the time for us to shine as well and to show and to demonstrate that we can move forward without cursing, without yelling, without causing street riots, which we did not do on January the 6th, by the way, because I had friends who took bus tours and led them, and they were calling me saying, there are people who are pretending to be Trump supporters, but they're not, and they're burning and tearing up things. That's exactly what happened.
Right.
But this is our time to shine in Christ.
Amen.
That's the best way I can put it.
Well, we know that in the days when your father and MLK Jr. were marching together, people infiltrated that movement as well. That's always going to be the case, right?
That is the case. And I was watching something during Roosevelt's day. Roosevelt was president, and they made a movie or something, and they had an outside agitator there who admitted that he had been paid to come in and disrupt. But he looked just like everybody else. So that's not uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to know that, yeah.
Right, but if we're not going to have critical ears and ask the critical questions, then we're going to find ourselves buying into a lie that, Alveda, I tell you, I was shocked in this, the conversation talking about voter fraud and everything, that suddenly now it's so casual to talk about the ballot stuffing that happened in the 1960 election with JFK and Richard Nixon. I mean, just a matter of fact, of course, everybody knows. What do you mean everybody knows? You know, and if we are supposed to be the light carrier and the light for freedom and truth as a nation, and we accept a lie and goes on for decades, it's no wonder these other nations look at us as a bunch of hypocrites.
Well, you just said it better than I could say it, Bill. You really did. So, and we understand that. So now the proof is going to totally be in the pudding.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I'm not ready to fold a tent. I mean, some would say that, look, it's a fait accompli. What happened will always be. I have faith in our God, as you do. I know, Dr. King. And that, that better days can be ahead, that there can be, first of all, there has to be a re-embracement of God, because that's what's happening right now. The forces are, you're either going to choose God or you're going to choose the ideology. It's theology versus ideology right now. And you got to choose this day who you will serve, right?
Amen.
Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., as we remember Martin Luther King Jr. Day all over America. And it is our prayer that you would be blessed and that we would recenter ourselves on his values.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Julian Boykin is going to be joining us to talk about, you look back. This has been a violent year. Black conservatives reflect on Martin Luther King Jr.'s message of hope and peace. The businessman and contract specialist with the federal government, Project 21 member, reflects on the nonviolent legacy of MLK. Julian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, for you and, we were just talking with MLK Jr.'s niece, Dr. Alveda King. There's no doubt that this is a blessed day. And there is a reason that this day comes at a perfect time in our country when we need to recenter ourselves on our core values and that which is most important. And that's not going to say that we're going to have 100% agreement. We've never had 100% agreement on anything. But the prevailing forces for good need to outweigh those antithetical forces that want, to make a place for, if I might say, evil. What do you say?
We definitely need to get back to our core values. Right now the country is divided. So I'm banking that and hoping, with the new administration, that the country can somewhat bridge the gap when it comes to race, systemic racism, and whatever issues that we have that has plagued this country for a long time. Mm-hmm. Here it is 2021, we're still talking about the same thing that Dr. King fought for.
Right.
Which is just equality for all people. So at some point we have to learn from our mistakes, learn from history, and it's sad we haven't learned from it because we're still repeating it.
Yeah, exactly. We're like the children of Israel out in the desert in Kadesh Barnea. The reason they were going in circles because they hadn't learned the lesson. And here we are repeating the same mistakes all over again because we want to look to ourselves as we are the arbiter of, and the deciders of that which is true. And, this is really what's coming to the forefront, in my humble opinion, Julian, is that, we know politics is downstream of the culture. So politics is only infected, and we know that it is, the disease has metastasized within the body politic. because the culture upstream is in a mess. I mean, individually, as a culture ourselves, there's lots of problems here in River City, as they would say, Julian, don't you think?
Yes, and it's a lot of problems that have to be addressed.
But that's addressed in the hearts of men, though, isn't it? I mean, it starts in the hearts of men really embracing, you know, instead of just saying, oh, it's a nice day, we get a day off, you know, I don't get mail or whatever, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, oh, he had some nice things to say, it's not about the color of your skin, it's the content of your character, it sounds nice. But when do we stop just reading those quotes, which I believe are in many ways are so anointed and loaded with truth and powerful? But when do we begin to embrace those truths and the other truths that we know to be, and let it change our own hearts so that we can be the change that we want to see in others?
If it is the end, it must begin with you.
Yes.
So at some point, the individual has to want to see change. Mm-hmm. And change is like a cancer. It can spread throughout for the good of everybody, mm-hmm. if everybody comes together and agrees that, okay, there needs to be change. But right. as long as you have people that don't agree on change, we'll always have a conflict, the back and forth. You know, we'll always be at odds with each other until we realize we can get so far ahead and we can be so more advanced if we just put our minds together and come together and not look at it as race thing.
Right.
Just look at it as, you know, some people will excel, some people want to excel, and some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Those that will, those that won't, will get left mm-hmm. behind. But we have to get to the point where we as an individual want to see progress and want to see change. In order for that to happen, you got to be willing to take that first step. And some people want to take the first step, but they don't know how. They
right.
don't know where to turn to. And some do, some know how, but they just so hell-bent on, I'm going to cause conflict because I don't want someone to get ahead of me because of the color of their skin.
Right. Or whatever other reason. Maybe it's their persuasion. But the fact of the matter is we've got to get back to first principles, if they ever existed. And the first principles are something that we can all agree on. You know, it's because people talk about change. I mean, you know, we've had people and politicians talk about change, the fundamental transformation of our country. What the heck does that mean? You know, what are the first principles? What is it? What is the e pluribus unum? What is the unum that brings e pluribus, that brings all the differential in our country? I mean, it is amazing, you know, Julian, when you consider the immigrants of this country, the cultures, the cultural expansiveness. I mean, this is, you talk about a nation that is a crossroads of all of humanity. It's right here in the United States. But there's a reason that people came here to the United States. And to me, that's the unum. That's the first principle that we need to focus on, that we can agree on. It has nothing to do with there being, look at, I choose to demonstrate that first principle through the Republican Party or through the Democratic or as an independent. That's regardless of that. First principle is first principle, and that's what stands out the most, and that's what we hold to. When we have a conflict, then you and I can come together and say, Julian, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I still care about you. I don't care that we disagree about this one thing, but what's more important to me is the relationship that you and I have. That's what I want to honor in the midst of all this, right?
I would agree. And I think once we realize that everybody does not have the same agenda, some people have hidden agendas, which is to cause division and not create unity. You know, you have to first filter out those individuals. So it's not hard to see. You know, you look at what happened on last Wednesday, on January the 6th, you see the individuals that have those agendas.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how do we hold those individuals accountable? How do we call out the people that wear the uniform as police officers, but yet and still they don't live by the code or the oath that they took
mm-hmm.
when they were sworn in that position?
Right. Well, we had an entire year, as you say, you know, Project 21 wrote a piece on this, and you commented on it. You know, it's been a violent year. And so if you're going to clean it up, you got to clean it all up. And we've got to deal with the truth of the matter. Forget about, oh, well, we let this happen because it served our political purpose. Well, your political purpose doesn't unify us. I mean, that's clear. I mean, to me, that's the big takeaway, is that politics has led the way in all this to such a degree that we're at each other's throat. This is why I said, forget about being a Republican or Democrat. Let's talk about being an American and how that unifies us, and that's most important, right?
Yes. Politics has a way of dividing people, especially when you talk about partisanship of Republican, Democrat, Independent. And I think if people just get back to just write down what your core values are, mm-hmm. you may find you're not a Democrat. You may find you're not a Republican or Independent. But I think we allow the divided side of Republican versus Democrat to divide us and kind of distract us from what our core values are.
Exactly.
You know, if we just go back to our core values, our core principles of what we believe in and what we stand for, a lot of people will be surprised how many similarities we have, regardless of race, religion, gender, you know, where you're from, you know, when you were born versus when I was born. It all boils down to the same. You know, we want to be able to own a home, own a business, you know, have access to health care, make sure our kids are taken care of, financial literacy programs, you know, have a retirement system, have some adequate health care that's not going to break the bank.
Right.
Everybody wants that. I mean, regardless of, you know, of who you are, we want that. But when you start saying I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, you lose sight and focus of, okay, does the party identify with my core values? And it may not be any party that identifies with your core values. So maybe we need to get away from that and just get back to, okay, what is it going to take for us to get back on track?
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
You can bring in the parties later, but let's just look at core values as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, you'll be surprised how many people, they can word it differently, but at the end result is we will agree on those basic principles of just owning a home, being able to have adequate health care, being able to have, you know, proper schools, whether it's public, private, charter, whatever the case may be, homeschooling. We all agree on education for our young people. We all agree that we need to bring trade back because everybody doesn't want to go to college or the military. So you need to have options for people where they can be a viable, where they can contribute to the taxpaying system in the state that they live in.
Well, so they can be happy. I mean, if you're not out there, if you don't have a job and you're not productive, I mean, we saw that clearly, you know, 4 years ago. People were oppressed. They didn't have a job. Unemployment, welfare rolls were exploding. And then we have a disruptive force in Donald Trump who comes, takes the regulations, throws them out the door, puts people back to work, and all of a sudden now you got people singing again. So this is an indication. I mean, it is an indication of things that we should take away to say this is viable. But if you're, you know, if the government is operating under its own agenda instead of the people's agenda, that's what we the people is all about. And why the people need to be strong enough, as you say, it starts at home. And if they're putting out, you know, the narrative, and they're controlling the narrative, then they can see clearly when government goes off the reservation and starts doing things that are not consistent with these homegrown values. This is the big disconnect. This is why people are so frustrated, and why even Martin Luther King, in quoting him, says, a riot is an expression of people who are unheard. And this is what you're saying, is that there are too many people here in America, their voices aren't being heard, and we're a lot smarter, and we can do a lot better for everybody if we only listen. Julian Boykin from Project 21 has been our guest. Julian, thank you for being with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxin?